This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I jokingly referred to this as my obligatory one sports-related interview per year, so I will do my best with it. We know that Mike Reynolds is expected to become the next boys basketball coach at DeKalb High School, assuming their school board approves it at their meeting tomorrow night. He has long been the boys basketball coach here at Galesburg High School, so I thought I might talk about that with people who know sports better than I do, the voices of Silver Streaks boys basketball, Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Will, for having us.
Appreciate having us, yep.
So is this a blow?
Well, yes and no, I guess. Here's the way I look at any coaching situation.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching is a lot. Is like any job. You may be happy where you are, but if the right offer comes along, I think you're always willing to listen, and probably maybe in coaching more so than any other profession. Mm. I definitely think it's a blow in the sense of, you know, we don't want to overlook that the high school is losing a dean too. Mm-hmm. And that's an awfully important position in this day and age. And I know we're here to talk about the coaching aspect, but that's a big, big loss for the high school, too, if it does all come to fruition.
Spoken like a true high school instructor, it sounds like. Steve, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, their gain, and in my opinion, our terrific loss. Mm-hmm. You know, working with him from the beginning, he is an outstanding coach, an outstanding teacher, and as Brad said, Dean, you could see the work that he put in, and even a better person. So, and he really became a part of this community. And not only was he a terrific varsity basketball coach, a great program builder,
yep.
And he did so many things here that put this this basketball program in a position to succeed, and it did succeed. So it's going to be a great loss for us. But again, congratulations to him, and the shelf life of a coach
yep.
in today's world is not very long. He was here for 10 years, solid in those 10 years, and I wish him the very best. I'm going to miss him greatly.
You coached under him for a number of years, Steve. What's he like as a coach?
He's a tremendous coach, and I think the biggest thing that he does is he cares about his players.
Yep.
And his players understand that and sense that. And whenever you're in any kind of supervisory position, the people that you are managing, so to speak, need to know, not just sense, but know that you care about them as human beings first. And that was very clear. The kids understood that. We understood that as coaches. You could see that, and he not only talked that talk, he walked that walk.
Mm-hmm. Having only been an athletic manager in the course of my life, maybe I don't know this as well as you two do, but the idea of a coach seems to me to be maybe kind of a general type of a thing. But in terms of a coach as a person, does that differ from person to person and from sport to sport, or is there a kind of a philosophy that kind of runs the gamut here?
Well, let me answer that in this way, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit of a follow-up to what Steve was talking about too. When Mike came here, we had Galesburg High School had lost its Thanksgiving tournament, which was a staple of the boys basketball program. He reestablished that, and it has done very well. He created a Martin Luther King tournament. Coach Evan Massey was already doing it with the girls' basketball program. Coach Reynolds arranged it in the boys' basketball program. I happen to be looking back at just some historic kinds of stuff, even before you had reached out to us and asked us to come on.
Yeah.
In Mike's first season, I think we had 8 home games. 5 of those, obviously, were Western Big Six Conference games. So we had 3 non-conference games at home. Mike takes some ribbing for the number of games that we play at home. But if you're running a program, you want to play at home as much as you can. And he accomplished that.
Sorry to interrupt, Brad. What had happened to have such a, for lack of a better term, paltry number of home games on the schedule? That seems... That I don't know anything about sports, and that doesn't even make any sense to me that you would have so few.
Well, in fairness, the IHSC has changed the rules a little bit.
Okay.
You couldn't play as many games when he first started here. Somewhere in there, the rule changed. You could. I mean, for a long time, we only played 24 games during the regular season. Now we're playing 31.
Okay.
So that's part of why we're playing home games. But more directly in response to what you were asking in terms of the personality of a coach, the things that Steve already alluded to, the program building, the visibility you have to have in the community, the amount of work you have to do behind the scenes when it's not during the season to go out, establish, build relationships, to gain support for those kinds of tournaments that he was able to, in one case, bring back and in another case, establish and maintain over the course of time. And then the Junior Streaks program, how he's built that up, just the number of things that go on behind the scenes that aren't necessarily things that people see or think about really speaks to the amount of hard work he did over the course of the years to get it started and to keep it going.
Thinking about, so then he was thinking about one, a basketball program versus just simply a team.
No,
absolutely.
I used to keep in my coaching bag that we took everywhere, what I called my resume sheet for him.
Because
okay. I knew that if he ever wanted to leave, the sky was the limit. I never wanted him to leave. And on that would be things that we're just talking about. And I would add these things from a whiteout night to create spirit among the community and the kids. He brought lots of kids back in terms of their willingness to root and be part of the program.
Yeah.
Doing things in terms of for charities and, again, really taking care of Jason Gray's family after Jason passed away with Pink Out Night. We went to the park to do local neighborhood basketball clinics. Again, we started the Junior Streaks along with the Future Streaks. We did a shooting league and a shooting camp. You know, it was a 24/7, 365 day a year kind of job that he put his heart and soul in, and we tried to help everything we could to be right along with him here to make this thing work. And a program builder is exactly what he was.
Does a coach I'm sorry, Steve. Does a coach these days have to think about it 24/7, 365 like he did, or can you get away with it in other ways? I guess
depends on the community, I suppose, but. When you're talking about the level of basketball in terms of the conference that Galesburg plays in, certainly historic expectations, the tremendous success Galesburg has in its history, I don't think you can come in here and just sort of think you're going to work November to March and be done with it. No.
Sure. In terms of what we look for another coach, how much of it is kind of building on what someone like a Coach Reynolds has done versus thinking about the long-term history of the program and that sort of thing?
You want to start there, Steve?
Well, I'm an old person, coached for 40 years, and I was thinking today coming down here that my first memories of Galesburg Silver Streak basketball were 1963-64, and I've had some kind of connection in terms of coaching with or playing for every coach from John Thiel to now, which is in the 60s. And the one thing that you don't necessarily have to be a Galesburg person, but you better understand the dynamics of how all this works. And it takes too long to sit here and explain to you how the dynamics of this works. And it's a moving target at times. But if you come in here and you believe you're going to just live as an outsider and ignore all of that stuff, you're running right into a hornet's nest, and your life won't be long here as a coach. So, you know, I think you need to obviously have your own ideas. You're your own coach, but by the same token, understanding all of those things that go along with it, including the tradition and all of that stuff, and the people you should seek out and talk to and pay attention to, so to speak, you better know those things.
Brad, is Mike Reynolds going to be difficult to replace, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but here's the other aspect of it, and to kind of follow up with what Steve is saying here, too. We have talked about how we feel like, from a career standpoint, Coach Reynolds is doing what coaches do. They move on to a good situation. He's also leaving behind a good situation, too.
Yeah.
So the next person who comes in certainly is going to have a lot just to maintain, and I think that's going to have to be one of the key issues that however the search process comes together, whether there's a committee formed, whether it's a matter of we just need to get somebody in place because it is, you know, it's now past mid-July. Time is of an essence.
Exactly,
here.
Yeah.
Who is going to come in and at the very least be able to maintain what Coach Reynolds has established in order to make a successful basketball program in a number of ways, successful beyond just the number of wins in a season, but also understanding that whoever is the next coach will also have ideas of his or her own that fits the personality that you were asking about earlier, and may have ideas about how to take what's here and expand it to another level, too.
Do you start within the current coaching ranks in the system? And I'm thinking kind of what happened here in the last few years with the football program. Do you start there and look, or do you go outside the program?
Well, I think absolutely. You look at your people who are within the program, certainly. But, you know, that's a decision that has to be made within the athletic office, within the school district as a whole.
Changed, too, over the years since Reynolds has become coach.
Yeah, right.
And that becomes a challenge as well. I mean, new folks come in, they have their ideas about things. I can tell you that one of the things that was, again, and there's so many strong points here to talk about in terms of what Mike Reynolds did, but he had a stable coaching staff, coaching staff. And
which included you for a while there.
and I appreciated doing that, and we all did our part, and we're all going the same way. Ryan Hart's been outstanding. There's a number of young coaches there. You know, see where that takes us and what goes there. But I think, you know, one of the points is it's a late time, and there's nothing can be done about that. That stuff happens. Summer stuff is over for the most part. Now you're getting ready to go to your next part of the basketball year, so to speak, as you move into August, sort of a dead month, and then start the school year again, where you start doing weightlifting and fitness and open gyms and doing those things to get yourself ready for your regular formal practice there in November.
I'm pretty much out of time, but Brad, shouldn't I be thinking about football season right now instead of basketball?
Go Bears!
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the football team is definitely absolutely hard at work, too. And they've got their dead week coming up here, I think maybe after next week, I think. And then they'll have a little bit of downtime before their practices get underway. But, yeah, we don't want to overlook the fact that Coach Mike Washabaugh has some work to do as well. He lost a couple of key assistant coaches on his staff, too.
Oh, really?
And he came in late. I mean, in terms of late to the dance, so to speak, when he was named the coach officially.
Yeah,
and
they had a special school board meeting the day of graduation,
A difficult thing to do, because there's so many things that take place that set the stage, build the foundation, all just a bunch of stuff that you didn't used to have to do that are now part of this big-time calendar and number of activities and things you got to do to run a program successfully.
So what you're telling me is that all this never stops.
It does not stop.
It really doesn't. No.
It does not stop.
No, if your competition is doing it, you can't afford to stop, because they'll pass you by.
That was the great thing about being an athletic manager. You know, you only really needed towels for a couple of months.
Right.
Just say. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman, the voices of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL. Thanks for coming in. And Brad, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon once we get closer to that pesky football season.
Yeah, a little over a month away for football season.
It'll be here before you know it.
Indeed. Yep. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.